Iris Thomas on the line from Consumer Protection. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing well. Not too far away from Christmas, is it? It's about 6 weeks, 7 weeks? Scary stuff.
It's right around the corner, absolutely.
Now, something that I thought we could talk about today was people's rights in regards to refunding presents, whether they're faulty or whether they just don't want them anymore.
Exactly.
So maybe some tips.
Okay, and so something for people to keep in mind when they do purchase goods. Get home and you find that you've changed your mind, so you don't like the colour. It might not fit you the way it fitted in the shop, might be a pair of shoes, and, you know, get home and you think, well, I don't like these shoes anymore, I don't like the colour or the fit. Just keep in mind that the store does not have to take them back legally.
Oh.
They can refuse because it's wrong choice.
They don't have to refund that?
No, they don't. They don't have to give you a voucher. They don't have to do anything for wrong choice because that was your choice. You made that choice and you should have made sure that that was the right colour or the right size or whatever it is. A lot of the stores actually will give you a voucher, or they'll go ahead and say, you know, go ahead and change the item, or would you like a refund? That's a goodwill gesture and that's great because it works well. However, if you do get turned away by the little stores, that's because they can.
Yeah, okay. Wow, I didn't know that.
If the goods are faulty, you've got a right to what we call remedy. So you can return the goods. Now, your redress might be based on whether it's a major or a minor fault. So if it's a major fault, you, the consumer, can say, look, I don't want this. I wouldn't have bought it if I knew it wasn't going to work, so I would like my money back, or I'd like you to fix it. However, if it's a minor fault, then the store will actually get to say what they would like to do. In a lot of cases, they'll say, give us an opportunity to try to fix it, and that's what they might suggest, or they might give you a credit note. That's on them as to what type of remedy they come up with.
Okay, cool. And so if something is completely broken and you return it, do you have the right to ask for your money back, or can they give you just a voucher? Like, can you always ask for your money back, or do you have any right there at all?
You can, provided it's a manufacturing fault. If the consumer has broken it, that's a different story altogether.
Yep.
If it's a manufacturing fault and it has broken completely, can't be used, yes, you can say I'd like a full refund on that.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, but of course, if people have more queries, they can always hit up your website as well.
They sure can. And a lot of people also buy gift vouchers. Just keep in mind with gift vouchers, there is an expiry date. Use a voucher before it expires, because if you try to use it after it's expired, chances are you might be turned away.
Absolutely. And thank you for that reminder, because I do have a gift voucher I need to use. Iris, thanks for the chat today. Some great tips there.
Thank you, Alan.